It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's an absolutely gorgeous day to kick off your Monday, a high of 60. Just going to have a great time going home with your children and playing and being active as you should.
Yeah.
All right, so this week is very important, Madtown, and we have someone that's absolutely phenomenal that is on the line. She has been on our show many times, and she is definitely a community influencer. Say hello to Nella Kelpick. We are so excited to have you on. Nella, you have been on the show before because the last time you were on, it was all about trying to pass a new law called Marcy's Law of Wisconsin. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here. Always better when I hear your sweet voice. Oh. What can I say?
Well, it's true. Tracy and I can't help it. We can't help it. So, Nella, it is true, girl. You are the outreach director of Marcy's Law, Wisconsin, which we have some big news to share. Tell us all about what happened last week.
Yeah, well, first, let me just say, I mean, I hope you're all doing well despite these hard and challenging times, right? I mean, I know we're all doing our best to adjust to these circumstances and, you know, just stay healthy. I walked my dog for 3 hours yesterday, so I don't know. Maybe he's getting sick of me at this point. So for those who don't know, Marcy's Law have followed a proud tradition in our state of protecting victims' rights. Unlike many other states, Wisconsin, I think we talked about this already, already had a constitutional amendment on victims' rights that passed in 1993. And we were actually the first state in the nation to pass a Crime Victims Bill of Rights. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, our state is actually recognized as having some of the strongest statutory rights for victims in this country. So we're definitely doing a fantastic job here in the state. And now, thanks to all the voters, thank you for asking, who have overwhelmingly voted in favor of Marcy's Law, 75%. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. Wisconsin has now ensured two things, really. We have now elevated certain rights that we had under state statute to be fully constitutional rights. And additionally, we have strengthened other rights that are already part of the Constitution. So really, we have now ensured that the victims have a strong voice throughout the criminal justice process. And I think that's great news.
It's fabulous news, you know, especially Nella, with you being the forefront of this. Again, you are not only a survivor of domestic violence, you have become someone that is a voice to make sure that people that are victims of crime altogether are heard. So thank you so much for doing what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you both for having me and for always being, you know, helping spread that awareness. This work, it's always about community and people coming together, and it wouldn't be as effective if there were not wonderful souls like you two. So thank you so much.
Hey, Nella, it's Tracy. Hey, so...
I saw your polka dot mask on the news feed this morning. It's fabulous. I want one.
We're so happy to get one this morning. Hey, tell us a little bit about National Crime Victims' Rights Week.
The first Crime Victims Week, which was later renamed as National Crime Victims Rights Week, was established by Ronald Reagan in 1981 as part of the initiative to provide for victims of crime. So what National Crime Victims Rights Week is, it's really an annual commemoration here in the United States that promotes victims' rights and services. It raises awareness for victims' rights while honoring survivors of crime, which, you know, it's a heavy but important conversation to be held in our communities. And what that means is that in communities across the nation, there are you know, local events that mark the week and raise awareness about, like I said, victims' rights and services. And this year, National Crime Victims' Rights Week is April 19th through April 25th, so this week.
Yeah, this is a very powerful week. And there's a very powerful color, too, that a lot of us in our community can support. Is that correct, Nella?
Oh, yeah, purple.
Yeah, purple.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll be definitely doing that. Now, Nella, we heard a lot about domestic violence victims in situations, especially right now with the COVID-19 being quarantined and being stuck with their abusers. What can they do to get out?
Yeah. Well, Krista, thank you for asking the question. I mean, as you know, isolation is prerequisite for abusive love, right? I mean, I know from my own experience that I can never forget how long one day trapped with my abuser felt. So historically, national and community crises have led to increased reports of domestic abuse. You know that probably during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the National Domestic Violence Hotline saw a 13% increase in calls from the Gulf area in 2010. And, you know, New Orleans and Lafayette, two of the largest communities affected by the spill, saw increases to their hotlines. But guess this, 81 and 116% during that same period. And during Hurricane Katrina, domestic assaults against women nearly doubled. So what we are seeing right now actually is decrease in crimes overall. Like I just read the other day, Chicago's crime declined by 10%, New York by 12%, LA by 30%, which is of course good news. However, we are in the same time seeing a spike, an increase in DV rates. So that's obviously not good. So when we talk about, you know, sheltering in place recommendations or restrictions, those create additional difficulties for risks for survivors. And, you know, it's just the nature of it. Like, think about it. You are now, you know, confined in the same space for prolonged periods of time with your abuser. And I'm talking about whole families. I mean, you know, we know that there are so many reasons why, you know, victims stay in their abusive relationships. And one of the very important factors is the financial factor. And now when you look at the situation, what's happening across the country, so many people are, you know, either their jobs are at risk or they have already lost their jobs. So now we're seeing, you know, the victims who are deciding to either stay or even return to their abusers. And not only that, with school closings, think about all the children that are now staying in those unhealthy situations all day long. They have nowhere to go, no school, they don't go to visit their friends. And it's just, you know, a very, very challenging and difficult time for everybody. And what I would like to say is that, you know, what we should all remember is that we can all do our part by, you know, starting a conversation or offering support or suggesting ways to get help, right? We can all do that. And there are resources available. There are statewide hotlines, services available in the communities or, you know, your local shelters. And I think I shared with you a couple of links that maybe we can share for everybody to see and refer to. We have End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, amazing statewide coalition that has great resources for people to refer to. And of course, in our Dane County here, and domestic, Days, and fantastic local shelter that has amazing team that is there for those who need help, and of course, many other local shelters across the state. So,
Once again, we are speaking with Nella Kelpick, the Outreach Director of Marcy's Law of Wisconsin, and continuing with the conversation of National Crime Victims Week.
Yeah, Nella, I was actually going to ask you, with 75% approval, we saw the overwhelming support for the amendment, but now that it's passed, as you were just saying before, what can people do to continue to support crime victim rights?
Again, thank you for asking. And like I said, the most important thing is be a good neighbor, you know, a caring friend. Reach out to one another. This is a time when we come and should come together as community and just remember to look out for one another. And that's, I would say, that's the most important thing. And then, of course, you know, wear a purple T-shirt and take a picture and post it in Newsfeed. It would be fun to see you guys, you know, your pictures in the feed. But share information on your social media. Just be there as a resource. And most importantly, you know, remember, the world may be isolating, but you are not alone. You know, Marcy's Law is here to support you, and there are programs here to support you. Just reach out.
Well, Nella, again, you are on the forefront, and, you know, anyone that is listening right now that has been a victim of abuse, you definitely know how to get through that. Again, we're speaking to a woman who knows very much about what this life is like. She fled her country with her children to save not only their lives, but her life as well. So Marcy's Law, again, was passed with such true confidence, again, with your hard work. Nella, and I'm so happy that you came on our show today. Again, this week is National Crime Victims Week. You should all, again, wear the color purple, put it out on social media, and hashtag it, and let's support each other and be there more than ever with the quarantine that is happening. Nella, thank you so much, honey, for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you guys so much, and I very much look forward to hugging you in person.
I know, right?
Sooner than later.
we can't wait to have some wine with you, girlfriend.
That's true.
We love you.
Absolutely. And send me, please, where did you get that polka dot mask? I totally need it, Tracy.
Oh, my gosh. Our boss's wife actually made them. Aren't they cute?
Well, super. Oh. Super. You guys take care of
yourselves. We love you, honey.
And, yeah, have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you so much,
honey,
for having me.
Nella Kelpick right here, Marcy's Law, on 93.1 Jams. Okay.